Hidden by the branches, Hanuman sang in a sweet and gentle voice the story of Ram, so that it fell on Sita's ears. He said, King Dasarath ruled his kingdom well. His army was mighty and comprised of chariots, elephants, and horses. He was virtuous and a doer of great deeds. He kept his word and was foremost among the famous kings of the world. He was equal to the rishis or sages in virtue and to Indra in statesmanship. He hated no one and harmed no one. All his endeavors were crowned with success. Therefore, men called him Satyaprakram, truly valiant. The richest of the Ikshvaku race, a king of kings, the ruler of the world, he enjoyed and communicated happiness. The eldest of his four sons was Ramachandra, whose face was like the full moon. Wise, virtuous, and a master of the bow, Ram was beloved of all. And he was full of kindness for all the people in the kingdom, a warrior wedded to virtue. He was the heir to the throne, and yet, to preserve the honor of his father, he left the kingdom with his wife Sita and his brother Lakshman, and lived in the forest. There he vanquished the Rakshasas and protected the Rishis. He destroyed Kar and Dushan and their mighty army. Coming to hear of this, Ravan, bent on revenge, induced a Rakshasa to assume the form of a deer and beguiled the princes in pursuit. And in their absence, he carried off Sita by force. Grief-struck Ram went in search of Sita. He met Sugriv, the Vanar, and made friends with him. Ram killed Vali, the Vanar king, and secured to his brother Sugriv the Vanar kingdom. And Sugriv sent his Vanar warriors to all quarters of the globe to find out where Sita was. These Vanar warriors, who could assume whatever shape they desired, searched the whole world for the missing Sita. Following a clue given by Sampati, I crossed the sea and have come here. And now I see one whose form and complexion and qualities are those described to me by Ram as his royal spouses. Having said this, Hanuman paused. These sweet words, uttered by someone from somewhere, filled Sita with wonder and delight. She looked around in all directions to discover who conveyed such sweet thoughts in so sweet a voice and in such exquisite language. She looked around and up and down, but found no human form to match this perfect speech. She only saw a lovely little monkey seated on the branch above her. Sita saw the son of Vayu, the wise minister of the Vanar king, in the form of a little monkey, radiant like the rising sun. Seeing Hanuman, Sita said to herself, "The words I heard, the form I see, they cannot be real. I'm only dreaming. One sees in one's dream what one is constantly brooding over. How often has my mind dwelt on the story of my lord? Is it any wonder, then, that I seem to hear the tale as told by someone? It is not real. It is only a dream. They say that if one sees a monkey in a dream, it forebodes evil to one's kinfolk. Oh, may God protect Ram from any harm. May God keep all harm away from Lakshman. May God bless all my kinfolk in Mithila. No. This is no dream. My eyes are open and I see the same form still seated above me. There it is, clear and solid. No, this is no dream. And I am not asleep. How can one dream without sleeping? No, this is no dream. Oh, it's real. Oh, God, could this
Could this indeed be a messenger from my dear lord? Oh, grant that it be so. O Vachas Pati, master of speech, I salute you. O god of fire, Agni, I salute you. O lord Brahma, I salute you. O demigods, protect me. Oh, may this be Ram's messenger. Please.
Hanuman, radiant with the joy of seeing Sita, descended to the ground and stood before her, palms joined and head bent in salutation. And he said in a deep, soothing voice, O mother, tears are falling from your eyes like drops from lotus petals. May I know who you are? Who stands there leaning on the tree trunk, face clouded with sorrow and eyes wet with tears? Are you a goddess? The radiance of your body makes me question whether you could be of merely earthly birth. Are you Rohini, separated for a while from the moon god? Or are you Arundhati, parted from the sage Vasishta? No. On closer observation, you seem to be a human woman, maybe a princess, adorable in your distress. Please tell me who indeed you are. May God bless you. Are you the Princess Sita carried off by Ravan from Janastan? Is my bliss the bliss of seeing Sita, the beloved of Ram? Sita was beside herself with joy. My child, indeed I am Sita, daughter of the king of Mithila and Sri Ram's spouse. For 12 years I enjoyed all happiness with him in Ayodhya. In the 13th year, King Dasarath made preparations to crown my husband. Then Kaikeyi, his youngest wife, reminded him of boons he had granted long ago and demanded that, in redemption of his word, he should crown her son Bharat king and exile Ram to the forest. She threatened to kill herself if this was not done. Bound by promise, the king had to yield to her insistence. At his bidding, Ram relinquished the crown and betook himself to the forest, not only without regret, but happy that it was given to him to enable his father to keep his plighted word. I refused to be left behind and insisted on going with my lord into the forest. Even before me, Lakshman had put on bark garments, determined to accompany his brother to the forest and serve him. The three of us entered the forest and were living in Dandak. One day, the evil-hearted Ravan carried me off by force, and he has kept me a prisoner here in this Ashok garden. Of the time limit of 12 months he has set for me, only 2 more months remain. When they are over, I shall end my life. Thus spoke the helpless princess in her sorrow. Hanuman replied, O princess of Mithila, Ram, the noblest of men and the mightiest of warriors, has sent me to you with good news. His beloved brother Lakshman, ever anxious for your welfare, sends through me his salutations to you. Sita exclaimed, Ah! Oh, what happiness is mine! I now see the truth of the common saying that so long as life lasts, there is hope. Thus, between the two utter strangers, a profound confidence and affection sprang up. Yet when, in his joyful eagerness to console and encourage Sita, Hanuman took a step nearer towards her, Sita lost confidence inspired by his words and again grew suspicious. She shut her eyes and moved away further from the tree. Hanuman, noticing this, withdrew respectfully and, kneeling, stood with hands clasped. Sita exclaimed,
Oh! I have been deceived. You are no other than Ravan. Once you came disguised as a hermit and imposed on me. Now you have come again in another disguise and speak sweet words. All this will bring you no good. Why do you torture me, O Ravan? I am weary and full of sorrow. You call yourself a warrior. Is it a warrior's part to persecute a helpless woman?
Then she opened her eyes and thought again.
No. This cannot be, Ravan. Trust and friendship spring in my heart at the very sight of him. He can be no enemy of mine. No, it is wrong to suspect him. Oh, Vanar, are you indeed a messenger sent by Ram? Oh, may God bless you. Tell me more concerning Ram. Let my ears hear and my heart rejoice in this nectar.
Then once again, doubts assailed her.
Am I a victim of delusion, imagining good news? Is this a dream that mocks me with the illusion of joy, to make my despair blacker when I am awake? Am I in my right senses? Of course I am. My thoughts, my words, they're all normal. I am sane and sensible, but then he says that he crossed the sea 900 miles. No. This cannot be true. He is Ravan and none else.
So she concluded in her mind, and without lifting her eyes to look at Hanuman, sat apart in silence. Hanuman understood her doubts and fears. They were natural in one who had been deceived by the Rakshasa. He thought for a while and realized that the only approach to her confidence was to awaken hope and joy in her sorely tried heart by extolling Ram and harping on the certainty of her rescue and his victory. So he said, "Ram has sent me. Ram, radiant like the sun. Ram, pleasant to look at like the moon. Ram, praised by all the rulers of the earth. Ram, valiant like Lord Vishnu. Ram, wise, handsome, truthful, righteous, well-directed, and a peerless warrior. He has sent me." While a Rakshasa in the shape of a deer drew Ram away in the forest, you were left alone, and Ravan carried you off by force. Soon he will pay dearly for this evil deed. You will see it with your own eyes. Soon the shafts of Ram and Lakshman will strike Lanka and destroy it, along with Ravan and all his race. At Ram's bidding have I come to you, to learn about your safety, which is his constant concern. On Lakshman's behalf, I place at your feet his respectful salutations, and so too homage from Sugriv, the Vanar King. Ram, Lakshman, and Sugriv are ever thinking of you. It is my good fortune to have seen you alive. Now there will be no more loss of time. Soon Ram, Lakshman, and Sugriv, accompanied by the whole Vanar army, will descend on Lanka. I am Sugriv's minister. My name is Hanuman. I crossed the sea and reached Lanka. You may take it that my foot is already on the head of the evil-minded Ravan. By Ram's grace, even more than by my own prowess, have I, his servant, crossed the sea to behold you. Do not suspect me.
Have faith in my words, mother.
So said Hanuman, with tears in his eyes. These sweet words of Hanuman, acting on her great love for Ram, put an end to Sita's fears and gave her courage and faith. She then said,
Oh, forgive my suspicion, O Vanar friend. Deceived by Ravan and surrounded by his artifices, I am prone to needless fear. O friend and messenger of Ram, tell me, how did you first meet Ram? How did the prince make friends with the Vanars? Tell me everything.
To confirm her faith, Hanuman recounted once again the virtues and attractive qualities of Ram and Lakshman. He said,
What wonder is there in Ram becoming friends with me and my king and the Vanars, when the whole world lives and finds bliss by his loving kindness?
He proceeded to describe fully how the quarrel arose between Vali and Sugriv, how the latter first met Ram and Lakshman, how they became friends, how Ram promised to slay Vali and secure the Vanar kingdom for Sugriv, how the Vanars had picked up and preserved the jewels dropped by Sita, how with mounting sorrow Ram recognized them, how Vali was slain and Sugriv crowned, how after the rainy season was over, the Vanar hosts searched the whole world for Sita, how the party led by Angad and proceeding south, having failed to find her, decided to fast to death, how they met Sampati and received a clue from him, how he, Hanuman, crossed the sea and searched the inner apartments of Ravan. All this he recounted. At the end of the narration, he placed in her hand Ram's signet ring that he had brought. When Sita received the ring, she pressed it to her eyes with joy. Now all fear of Ravan's deceit and Rakshasa magic was over. She had complete faith in Hanuman and infinite affection for him. She exclaimed,
Oh, my child! Oh, how foolish was my error! How could I suspect one like you?
The son of Vayu, the wind god, then explained to her who he was, who his father was, and what his own might was. Though I, who enjoy the grace of my father Vayu, should not sing my own praises, I do so now to end your sorrow. Soon the Vanar warriors will be here to destroy the Rakshasas and their kingdom. But I must first return and tell them where you are. And then he described Ram's desolation in being parted from Sita, the ascetic life he led, and Sita's heart melted in loving sorrow. Sita forgot her own suffering, thinking of Ram's grief.